I don't currently know how to do it, but I am 100% positive that I can figure it out by pressing some buttons.
High Mystery.
Welcome to High Mystery.
High Mystery.
High Mystery. High Mystery. This is a podcast where we get super stoned and talk about mysteries.
All kinds of mysteries.
Illuminati, oh, lizard
yeah.
people.
Oh, oh yeah.
Same thing.
Oh yeah.
Two different schools of thought.
Yeah. Today. We're doing Trista's Cryptids. No, I'm just kidding.
How dare you, sir.
Trista's Cryptids.
And not to mention, we have to get into the weed, my favorite
yeah.
part. Today, I did my Twisted Hemp Wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And it is mango flavored. And
mango flavored?
Mango flavored.
I don't know what weed it is because I bought it a few days ago and then I went on a trip and now I'm back. And so it's been,
awesome.
I've been removed from the weed. And so
you
I don't
have
know
to
what
figure
it is
out
anymore.
Your strains. You haven't known them for like five episodes. But we did miss one part. For High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Ariana.
And I'm Robert.
That's our special guest.
In stereo.
Yeah. She's back. We're glad to have her.
Yay. Thank you.
Longtime friend and voice of the show.
Thank you.
Yes.
We talk.
I've also got my 5-chamber bubbler for us to smoke.
Whoa.
It's got, what are those things? Purple Punch and Death Star. Same stuff we smoked in my blunt in the last episode.
Good job. At least they know something that we're smoking.
Yeah.
I dropped the ball on that. My bad.
Next time, just pick a strain.
Yeah.
They won't know the
yeah.
difference.
Okay,
no,
I got Jack Carrere.
Tristan's so humble, too. He didn't just go on a trip. He was filming,
it's
so
true.
His brain was rightly so occupied.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of night shoots, and then I flew back after shooting all night, so.
And
yeah.
has not slept.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it is in Hollywood. That's how you know
yeah.
you're really working.
That's right.
Yeah. Run straight from the plane to your podcast.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, buddy.
That's how we do things. Shout out to Molly Robber and that crew. Woo woo.
Yeah. I don't know who that is, but I bet she's wonderful.
That's the
name of the film.
Oh, okay. Got you. It sounds like a name.
I know Molly. Yeah.
But I get it now.
It's
Molly Robber. Like
yeah.
a robber of
yeah.
Molly the drug.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's funny that you
got
said
it.
That because there's like a little boy actor and when they got the audition for it, his mom thought it was a person's name, Molly Robber, and it wasn't until after he booked it that
uh-oh.
She realized that it was drugs were involved.
Uh-oh. She was
oh,
like,
no.
fuck, I would have not said yes.
Yeah, right. She's a stage mom. She's probably like, does he need to lose 30 pounds?
Because
right. he can do it.
Is he on the drugs?
Yeah, exactly. Right?
No.
That's cool.
Yeah. On that note, I'm going to spark this blunt.
Sparking that blunt, spark, sparking that blunt. Sparking that blunt, spark, sparking that blunt. Sparking that blunt, spark, sparking that blunt.
How do I not have that plague every time I spark a blunt?
I mean, I guess you just need to spark more blunts around me.
Done.
I don't know if it's possible.
I mean, we already spark a large amount of blunts together.
Right?
There could always be more, though.
It's true.
Agreed. Caught me.
I'm eager to find out what this mystery is.
Yes,
yeah,
I see
I
you
know.
Just
I know. I'm
sitting on
the
edge
mouth.
Of your seat there. I'm relishing this moment.
Just stand on the edge for just a little bit longer.
Rob,
have
a blunt.
Right
that will keep you happy for a few more.
Just
yeah,
more
right.
So this one is the Mill Race Monster Hunt.
Oh.
Wow.
Ew.
The mill races for a monster.
I
who
did,
will get there first?
I did this show in high school called The Great Easter Egg Hunt, and it was about this town that hunts for this one specific egg, and if you get the egg, you get like $100,000 or something.
Oh my God.
And so it's just this cast of characters just seeking this one egg. And that's all I can picture is just like this huge cast of characters on a monster hunt.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would have imagined it correctly.
Ah, nice. Nice.
The story's in the title.
Are they Southern?
It takes place in Columbus, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
And as we know, Indiana has many things lurking in its...
Yeah, it's a very eerie place.
Yes.
Tossed back to Beast of Busco.
Churubusco, Indiana.
Yeah.
Which I imagine is not too far because Indiana is pretty small. So.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
This takes place November 1st. 1974.
Good year for music. And LSD. Probably. Does Studio 54 open that year?
I have no idea.
It's around that time. It's a good time in America, I think. Lots of drugs, free love,
yes,
still going on.
Good times.
Okay.
Except for that syphilis.
Oh, no. Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. So the focal point of the city is this place called Mill Race Park, and it's like thick woods, mossy lakes, 85-acre preserve.
Oh.
And its name would become synonymous with a monster.
A monster.
A monster.
And this was well reported. There was news articles such as swamp creature terrifies witnesses at Mill Race Park.
Oh.
And this sparks huge town-wide monster hunts with more news articles such as Mill Race Monster Hunt out of control.
Wait, are these people hunting with like guns? They're ready
guns,
to kill this thing
bats,
or capture it?
Sickles, whatever they can find.
I bet a lot of people were just killed in the pursuit of this monster.
That was actually the biggest issue.
Yeah, that people were just killing each other.
They had to like shut it down because they were afraid of the crossfire. Because people, it's not like trained hunters or whatever. It's just everybody in the town like, I'm gonna go get this near monster.
Yeah, and yeah. It's a man-like monster. It's not like a deer or anything where you could easily spot a deer.
Well, we didn't get a description, right? We just heard
swamp,
monster,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A swamp monster. That's
swamp
all we
monster,
got, right?
Yeah.
Could I mean, be. I didn't even give you guys that. You just put the two together by him being
a
monster.
Yeah.
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 The headline said swamp.
Thing.
The headline
it?
Said swamp.
Yeah.
Go back.
Yeah, yeah. Rewind this podcast.
Oh, it does. No. Correction. I did say swamp creature terrifies
yeah.
witness.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
all right.
The headline
yes.
that we got.
It was like swamp thing.
Yeah, that's what I picture.
Or like the Black Lagoon, or
it could be the Bunyip from previous Collins cryptids, because that was like a water dwelling weird creature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but he was short.
He was
yeah,
a red
like
frog.
A,
right?
This,
what
red frog like creature was that?
No, that's
no.
the one who like turns into water when he's in a bag or something.
What?
We're mixing cryptids.
I don't remember
right?
that.
The Bunyip is like a large, like water horse kind of thing.
Oh, that's right.
You're thinking the Loveland Frog.
Yes.
Oh, no, I thought
and
I was
Tristan
thinking
was thinking of the Squonk.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The sad Squonk.
We combined three.
Yeah right? The Idgerac, I can't even remember what the fuck the Idgerac is, and I did it, so
yeah.
It ain't that.
It was the same Bunyip episode is what I'm saying.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
So the scene has been set. This is how the story goes. Early evening, a group of girls were at the park just hanging out, as girls do.
Yeah, that's what girls, you know, that's their prerogative.
I picture them smoking cigarettes for whatever reason, you know.
It's a bad idea.
It's 1974. So.
Cigarettes are okay.
So they're just out there hanging out at the park. They're kind of near, like, the slipway, which is, like, the boat ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And they see a creature lurking.
Oh.
It's the lurker.
The lurker!
He strikes again.
He's not going anywhere. He's in every mystery.
I mean, lurking is a very stationary, like, act in itself.
It's true. Like, it's not the most menacing act. Like, you're just lurking somewhere.
You're just hanging about, really.
Loitering.
Nobody knows
really.
Why you're there, and that's the only weird thing about it.
Yeah, it's not as bad as the chewer or the basher.
I just look. I'm just off in the distance in the shadows.
Pretty forgivable as far as traits go.
He's just a peeper.
Creepy, no doubt.
Yeah.
But boy, as long as he doesn't run up on you.
Right.
Well, he might do that a little bit later.
Oh.
Anyway.
At this moment, the girls just see him lurking, and they're shaken by it, you know, because he's a weird creature thing. And so they go and they tell the police.
I mean, they put their cigarettes out first.
Presumably, like, on their own self, just to show, like, how badass they are.
Yeah, right on their tongue. I got you. I see you.
Like, we're not afraid of you. We're just going to go let people know that you exist.
Damn. These chicks are hard. Yeah. God, what happened to them?
They're hanging out with us in Indiana.
So obviously the police are like, whatever, you know, I can smell the cigarette smoke on you girls. clearly you're not to be trusted.
That tobacco influence.
That's right. Listen to that rock music.
Yep.
So they claim they saw a monster and they didn't have like a good description or anything.
Not really.
Okay.
They just saw it. Like freaked them out, and they like went and told the police, and the police were like,
"I just thought they saw a lurker."
creature.
They could tell. They could tell it was a creature, not a man.
Right.
Okay.
Huh.
And so the police are like, "Whatever, it's a hoax. We're not going to do anything about it." So the park stays open, and people continue.
It's the plot of Jaws. Big monster terrorizes this little area.
I mean, if they had been trying to hunt for Jaws. Because they're having monster hunts, right?
Later, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, they kind of do, don't they blow Jaws up?
Yeah, they're people hunting for this thing.
Yeah, that's true.
One guy thinks he got it, and Richard Dreyfuss is like, no, it's not him! Don't go back into the water! That's my second accent.
It's a killer Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah. I heard a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid. It didn't sound anything like your southerner.
Yeah.
Southerner from Michigan.
So yeah, the park stays open, and later that night, another group of girls.
The same night?
Right, but it's a different group. So this is like three
just
girls.
Flocks of girls all over.
This is the place to go, apparently.
Yeah.
This
one's Marlboro smoking girls, the other's Camel smoking. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
They see each other on the street and they're like, yo, you want to step up or what? The music plays and they do a cheer against one another.
You better bring it.
Yeah, exactly.
You get served. So they were getting burgers and they decided to go eat it at the lake.
Okay, nice.
Man, no, you gotta eat it there. That's prime time burger. It's gonna cool as you walk to the lake.
Well, that's negligible. You know, you get food delivered all the time, but you get a wonderful lake view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if I had that food earlier, I'd be eating it.
Yeah, I know, because you have a problem. You can't put something nice before right now. You can't delay gratification.
Yeah, no.
Maybe they were embarrassed by the amount of hamburgers they were eating. You know, they're like, no one can see me eat 10 hamburgers.
I've definitely
right now.
Done that. Where I've ordered a lot of food and then they're like, to go, right? And I'm like,
yeah,
of course.
It's not just for me. Yeah. What sane person would eat all of this food?
Girls have a good night at that party with these 20 hamburgers.
See, I get the opposite where it's a bag full of food for three people and they'll put in one set of silverware. And I'm like, thank you, sir, but I will not be the only person consuming this food. I would like multiple silverwares. I'm not eating three dinners alone. Thank you. Thank you for this moment. I feel great about myself right now.
He was just confident in your abilities.
Yeah, right?
Shoot for the stars, kid.
He had heard about me beforehand. He's like, this guy's the Wing King.
It's royalty.
Yeah, right? So they're having burgers
by
the lake.
They go down to, I guess the boat slip is the coolest viewpoint because this is where everyone's going.
It's like you're on the water, you know, and
easy to get out of the water.
Yeah.
And so they're, you know, having girl time and they hear a rustling.
Oh no, not the rustler.
Yes. We got a lurker, now we got a rustler.
He's upgraded.
I'm the rustler.
Rustle.
That's just me down here.
The lurker had a Red Bull and now he's amped up. He's moved on to rustling. So they look over and they kind of like see something moving around and they're getting a little scared. And next thing you know, a creature just comes darting towards the car and like runs up against the car, like the side of the door and like up on the windshield. And he's like trying to like maul at the car, like trying to bite through like the windows and stuff.
Trying to get into the car is what you're saying?
Did Presumably. They go, is this like after they're at the lake or are they in the car on the pier?
Yeah.
Oh, so it must be a really big pier.
Or it's like a
boat slip.
Right, boat ramp.
Okay.
So it kind of like leads down into the water and I guess there's like woods adjacent.
Okay, got it. Now it's making more sense. I was thinking they were like sitting out on a dock.
I kind of was.
Yeah.
But they're in the car and this thing
runs
up. Yeah,
I could see wanting to eat your burgers in the car. Now it all makes sense. I was really confused there for a second.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid somebody actually like wait a few minutes to enjoy a picnic or something.
It's all coming together, Tristan. Good on you.
I'm sorry I didn't explain that better the first time.
That was truly the mystery I was waiting for.
The real mystery. Will Rob be able to eat his food at home, or will he have to stand outside the restaurant and eat it immediately like a ravenous bear?
That's what I did at Voodoo Donuts, remember?
I do. I absolutely remember.
I waited in that line for like an hour, and then you're going to tell me to wait?
I mean, whatever. I see it as less enjoyable to walk and eat something than to actually, like, get back with it. Especially a donut, which does not lose any heat or anything.
It makes the walk all that more enjoyable.
Listen, Rob, this isn't our mystery. This isn't our time to debate.
No, that mystery has been solved.
I mean, I will throw my 2 cents in there. If you get, like, a fresh Krispy Kreme, then it can definitely lose its hotness and not be as yummy. I would just eat it right then and there.
These are iced donuts, which by their very nature had to cool down out of the oven in order to be iced.
I did not know this. No difference.
But there was bacon on there, and that bacon was nice and fresh.
No, it wasn't. They didn't cook it and lay it on top. It'd been in that case for hours.
I would imagine it'd be candied, right? If not, they missed an opportunity.
I'm gonna eat some then and some when I get home. Yeah,
best of both worlds.
There you go. All right.
Middle ground.
Thank you, Ariana. We needed you.
It's true. Even though Rob and I are still firmly planted on our own hills. Far from the middle.
That's why you have me to bounce.
That's how family feuds start. 2 generations later, we don't know why we're fighting. Something about donuts.
I made a nice dinner and he wanted to pop in a lean cuisine.
That is an insult. That's worth a war right there.
Rob loves lean cuisine. The height of cuisine.
Rob, you need to stop using the microwave.
All
microwave. All together.
Food is...
You need to not. I promise you, for your health.
That's what I tried to tell him, Ariana.
For your health. I just got an awesome electromagnetic field meter. So I can come over and show you how far the radiation protrudes out from your microwave every time you use it. And if you stand close to it, your body is being exposed to all that radiation.
I'll just stand away from it. I'll press
but
start
also,
and
run
away.
Out the room.
The food that you're putting in your body is radiated. Your body doesn't recognize it as the food that it's supposed to be because the way that it's heated up
like
that, it's just like, fucks off the molecules and makes it all like chaotic.
A toaster oven the meals. Then.
Yes, that would be better. Yes.
We've changed.
Do you need a toaster oven? I have one for you.
I mean, we'll have an oven.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have an oven.
Yeah.
You don't need
I know
a toaster
it's easy
oven.
And convenient, but I promise you, you'll be healthier and you'll see a significant difference.
I got rid of my microwave.
Yeah,
I'm a true believer.
We don't have a microwave.
Rob's probably going to buy a microwave next week.
If that house doesn't have a microwave, it's getting one.
I think it has one.
Rob.
Good Lord.
Sweet.
Rob. Anyway. Thank God.
I just terrifying as this microwave was this creature.
Thank you. We have rolled so far away from the creature.
Yeah, don't worry.
Tell us about the monster.
That is
No, we need all of that.
It's
all
out.
Pure gold.
It pops out, goes for the car, it like does its thing for a little bit and then disappears and they're like wondering what's happened. Then it like, oh, comes out again, like really going after the doors, like trying to get in, biting, clawing, doing all this stuff to the car.
Wow.
Finally, the driver gets the 2 cents to like, you know, let's skedaddle.
This guy on the hood?
Well, not necessarily on the hood, but like, you know,
just on it.
Yeah.
On top of this.
They could easily just drive off and he would be like, whoa.
Oh, I thought he would be like just clamped on.
Maybe.
But he's gonna get run over.
In this scenario, that didn't happen.
Oh, they just got away.
They just got away.
Oh, good for them.
They made it.
You know,
yes, they survived the ordeal.
There's got to be a morning after.
They wouldn't have made it if they were eating their burgers outside.
This is true.
Yeah. Eating your food in the car is always the better idea.
Oh, yeah, because then you have music.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got a hood.
We'll keep on looking
windows.
For the light.
It's cold, a heater.
Yeah.
So they also go to the cops.
Oh, okay.
And the cops again are like, man, these girls, what is up with this monster stuff?
They're like, man, this is really cutting into my donut time. I was going to kick back and watch some Archie Bunker on the TV.
You see what happens when you wait until you get home to eat your donuts?
We could have had eaten it already.
Get interrupted by a pack of young women trying to eat a burger.
Talking about a rustler.
So this time there's a little bit of evidence because it attacked the car. So they see that there's like crazy claw marks and bite marks.
And there were. Like they went out to the car and they were there.
Yes.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay. So did they actually get off their asses this time?
Yeah. And so along with the scratches and stuff, there was like a really bad smell.
Oh, it's a
monster
skunk
stench.
Yeah. Mm.
Did you think the women might have blamed that on the skunk monster? Like, they might have, like, farted, and then...
from all the
rivers.
What's this guy? Like,
oh, that foul stench, that's the monster, too. That also came from the monster.
That's nothing to do with the 20 burgers.
Those burgers went right through me, Diane.
Tell me about it, Susan.
Somebody had an accident in the car and just...
Oh,
that was the monster, too.
The monster scared
it
out of
Jersey Shore. It could happen.
True.
And I like to watch Jersey Shore, and the girl basically shit herself in the car.
She was so drunk, like she did.
No. So hey, I'm not gonna say that it's impossible.
Either way, the police were
shit
like
all over the front seat of this car.
Either way, the cops were like, that's clearly evidence. That's credible evidence. That's monster stink.
And also, the two groups of girls described the monster as the same thing. Corroborated the stories,
just,
even though they weren't
like awesome
related.
But we still don't, like, know the story, like, the description?
I will tell you this right now.
Fuck yeah.
And so,
oh, yeah. Snapper to a slam jam. Oh, yeah.
Deep details. There's another tie back to Oscar Folk here.
Oh, okay.
Because much like Oscar Folk, one of the girls in the car, Tyra Cataline?
Tyra Cataline.
After this whole incident happened, she was mocked and harassed and shamed by the people to the point where she didn't tell this story again for 40 years.
If you'll remember in the Beast of Busco part of Collins' cryptids, Oscar Folk was treated similarly in Indiana. He went around and tried to tell people about his giant turtle, and they laughed him out of town, basically.
Yes. But I will say in this scenario, at first they were all for it, and then when nothing came up, they were like, you made it up. You lied to us. We didn't find anything.
Yeah.
Type of situation.
Oh, okay. I see.
But now, 40 years later, she has found the inner strength.
Yeah.
Tell her story.
Just take some pictures of the scratch marks on your vehicle and stuff. I feel like that would be some validation. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Basically, the newspaper wrote an article about the incident, and
yeah.
the townspeople took it as like a call to arms.
Okay.
We're going to find that monster, and we're going to mount it on the front of my truck.
Yeah, it's terrorizing right. little girls around town.
Mm-hmm. I mean, or it just has a thirst for burgers. It just can't... It's
right?
really sweet otherwise, but when somebody has a burger, he's turned into a monster.
The burger stand is just a few yards that way, man.
You have like 20 of them.
You're shame eating here by the lakeside, aren't you?
Don't shame me for how many burgers I order.
All I'm saying is give me one burger. I'm a desperate monster in the woods.
You shouldn't be shaming me before asking.
My name is Steve. My wife left me 30 years ago, and I've been growing hair ever since. Things aren't good. Just let me have a fucking burger.
So, she described it as being around 6 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
bipedal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very sharp claws.
Okay.
Very dirty and mossy looking,
yeah.
but also slimy and had fangs. And he also had a green tinge to him.
So very similar to like Swamp Thing or...
Yeah. 6 feet tall.
Yeah. It was a big dude.
Is it possible?
Lady.
It's like the last land sloth that was alive. Just got a thirst for burgers.
It also kind of sounds like Old Greg.
It sure does.
Scaly man fish.
I just want to show you my downstairs mix-up.
What you doing in my hair waters?
Feel free to Google Old Greg if you
please
do not
do.
Know what the hell
Mama
we're talking
like
about.
So yeah, like hundreds of people go out on this monster hunt with, like we were saying, bats, knives, guns, brass knuckles.
Yeah, I brought
whatever.
A sack. What'd you bring, Elmer? I got some glue.
I got a 2x4 with a nail through it.
Judd is surprisingly the most effective of the three of us. You can actually use his as a weapon. Between the sack, the glue, and the board with the nail in it, he's the winner.
I'm king of this town.
So,
and it gets so bad that the mayor has to shut the park down.
Okay.
Because, again...
It was a reserve already, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it was already, like, don't go through there.
Well, it was a park.
Yeah.
Reserve.
Oh,
so you
okay.
could go there, see the land, beautiful stuff.
They probably had hours, though, that people were maybe not...
Yeah,
following.
And they were afraid of, like, crossfire, you know, because there were so many people out there right now. They were just like, shut the park down. No one's out loud in there anymore.
Yeah, there's probably still people just legitimately, like, on a hike or, like,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God, why are there so many people in the park today or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, who don't even know about the monster stuff.
Mm-hmm. It was one of the largest monster hunts in America.
How many people?
Hundreds. You
know? Hundreds.
Yeah, I just imagine, like, it's Frankenstein, you know?
Are you
just...
Are you telling me this whole town was full of cryptozoologists? It's a miracle.
They wouldn't be hunting to kill, though. They'd be hunting to
cryptozoologists.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, you can learn a lot from a corpse. Sorry. Couldn't help myself. You know, I mean, if you had a dead Bigfoot, that's solid. I mean,
sure.
I would hope you wouldn't have a dead Bigfoot
yeah.
because it's... You know, obviously so rare and
mm-hmm.
elusive, but if you could prove it, I mean, I have to imagine whatever cryptozoology laws or morals you'd have to break for that would maybe be worth it.
I don't know. Killing the missing link would be terrible.
It's
like
it's true.
He
it's
was
true.
Alive and then you put a bullet through his head or something like that.
Welcome to current society.
He's like really friendly and just
yeah, right?
and just like carves figurines for people and you shoot.
Yeah,
yeah that's
he was
rough.
Just sleeping.
Oh no.
So obviously, her theory is that it left because there were so many people after it. Mm-hmm. And just like, you know, maybe went off and hung out with Oscar the Turtle. But then he went there and he saw what, you know, the lake was all drained. And he was like, oh, I guess he bounced out. Gotta keep moving.
Just him
no,
and that.
No, the lake you came back, though, from the rain and shit. It didn't stay drained.
Yeah, but he bounced before that. He was like, I'm done.
Yeah, for all we know, he teleported all the time, so.
Yeah.
That's true. He could have teleported back by now.
He could have teleported to a whole different planet.
He teleported
where
through the Lake Michigan.
Triangle?
He's in Lake Michigan. Search.
Look for him.
Michiganians!
Five chamber
Unite.
Bubbler right now.
Yeah, we are. That's the slight rumble you hear.
I thought it was gonna light, so.
So there's a couple theories.
Okay.
Could be aliens. And one of the...
There's a carb on the side.
Oh, no wonder.
One of the main reasons why it could be aliens is prior to the sightings, there was quite a bit of sightings of strange lights.
Oh.
So it could have been like an ET situation where he got left behind and he was just trying to like ET phone home them and...
Yeah, or they're like... God damn it, Kevin. We're so sick of you hanging out with us. He just booted his ass out the side of the craft.
Never cut your nails. Brush your teeth. You stink.
You're covered in moss, bro. What's wrong with you?
He's an outcast lizard person.
Oh. He's like the dumbest lizard person or the smartest humanoid.
Yeah.
Break.
So another theory is that it could have actually been a Bigfoot, but I guess there was like a dye plant upstream, and so that there could have been like dumpings or whatever, and then the Bigfoot got green dye and moss and stuff on him, and then that's that's the monster.
I could also see it just being, like, a sick or injured Bigfoot, you know, that, like, couldn't take care of his fur. Maybe, like a banished or, like, abandoned Bigfoot who, like, didn't have its society to, like, groom him and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I assume they groom, like, great apes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But
obviously.
Nobody's disputing that.
No one's disputing that. Hard and fast rule about the Bigfoot.
And along that line, it could have been a bear that got caught in the dye and was, like, dyed green.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I guess a six-foot bear.
Just the fact that it was never seen again after that makes me think that it was just, like, an asshole dressed up who wants, like, fuck with people. And then once he, like, was like, oh, shit, everyone's coming after me with guns and shit.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm gonna not do that anymore, probably.
Or just, like, a dude running around in, like, a ghillie sniper's costume. You know, the ones that are, like, those big, bushy sniper suits.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, because it did happen November 1st, which is very near to...
Hunting?
Halloween.
Well, Halloween.
Oh, I see.
So
as
like,
far as, like,
bro,
costume.
You never... Like, no one ever saw it again.
You know what?
Like...
You know what November 1st made me think? That he needed to hunt turkey for Thanksgiving. I don't know why. Yeah, of course, you're in a ghillie sniper costume to hunt some turkey. Why not? You know, Thanksgiving's coming up.
Gotta kill that thing a month out.
It could be somebody was just super drunk on Halloween. Like,
fell into the,
right?
Yeah.
The lake or whatever.
Got
oh
dyed,
God.
Covered in moss.
Started scratching up at some woman's car.
Yeah. Give me a burger!
Oh my God, yes!
Give me a burger! It's just like some really fucked up frat guy. His frat brothers threw him in the lake for initiation.
Right?
Oh my God. Officer McCoy!
Yeah, right? They'll do anything for those fraternities.
Anything.
Especially gay stuff.
Mostly butt stuff.
Would there be a gay for pay term for that?
What?
For being in a frat?
Oh, gay for frat.
It just doesn't
flow off the tongue.
No, not quite. Not quite.
But, you know, of course, Tyra is offended by that notion, you know, because she was so close to it and would have been able to see if it was a dude in a mask and, I guess, you know, could see down its mouth and the slobber. And
she's like, I know what a bear looks like.
Right. That was surprisingly very accurate.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not even joking.
That's what she said?
No, but her voice.
So, what else is there?
Any speculations you want at this point?
Oh, that's
the last sighting.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's nothing.
It's one crazy night. But the thing is, that's crazier is that it inspired all these people to look for it.
Right. And the fact that, you know, there's corroborating evidence. There was, you know, visible marks on the car. And when you have over, you know, multiple hundreds of people out there with aggressive intentions of, like, killing you.
Yeah, I'm gonna bag that monster.
I'm gonna bounce out too.
That's true. Animals can sense stuff like that. So maybe it just, even an animal would know, like, oh, I'm probably not gonna hang out here anymore.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's just an alien. There were those lights, and then this alien crashed onto the, you know, into this water, and he's only there for one night. He was able to get that UFO back into the sky or into a time warp or whatever the hell those aliens do.
Definitely.
Let's do the time warp again.
That's the way I like to lean, you know, because of the sightings before. It was a big deal. And then all of a sudden, a sighting of a creature.
Yeah.
A sighting of the creature. Sighting of the creature.
that's my theory.
And that's the E.T. story verbatim.
Right.
Is it not?
Forgotten. Yeah. Get forgotten and left behind. You have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you really want burgers.
Well, you gotta eat.
Yeah, for sure.
Can't live on Reese's Pieces alone.
Right? And you're just watching these humanoids shove their burgers in their face, and you're like, I guess I should do that.
He's trying to, you know, blend in with our culture. So he just started tearing at that roof, trying to get those burgers.
Yep.
I mean, they were eating meat, so he was thinking, well, that's just what they do here. They eat meat. Mm-hmm. Their meat, I'm going to eat them.
Logic.
That is a logical conclusion, Captain.
And, like, yeah, no one actually got hurt by it, so, like,
no.
I don't think its intentions were necessarily malicious.
Although you know her insurance doesn't cover that.
No, unless it's State Farm, because their commercials make it look like they cover everything.
They
have that one where the truck, like, gets thrown into the roof magically.
What did the first group of ladies say happened when they saw it?
Just that it was lurking, checking them out.
Yeah.
And so, like, then when he saw the second group of ladies, he was like, I'm going to go in for a closer look.
I'm going to start
rustling.
There's no
burgers on the first group.
That's the big catalyst.
Key.
That's the difference.
I think he was a hungry, desperate Bigfoot.
A hungry, desperate something.
Yeah. Hungry, desperate, some kind of creature, cryptid.
Yeah.
Awesomeness.
Yeah, and they didn't necessarily say it was fish-like or something like that, so that's why I kind of lean away from the Creature of Black Lagoon type of situation.
Oh, that's kind of fun, too, though. I didn't even think about Creature from the Black Lagoon. Because that's a whole different creature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we think of, like, Swamp Thing, we think of this, like, big man-shaped, you know, moss-covered green monster-y guy.
Seaweedy.
But when you think of, Creature from the Black Lagoon, it's much more reptilian, and it has, like, the big fanned-out crazy things on the sides and, like, slit eyes. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't he have a love interest in that movie? Isn't he into human creatures?
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe he was just like, you know,
like
trying to be like, sup.
Yo, sup. You ever had your eggs fertilized before? Or?
Check out my muscles as I bang on your car.
Yeah, he's just trying to impress a group of ladies.
Yeah, look how strong I am.
He didn't have his courage the first time around.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else? What else could he be? What else could explain this sucker? A robot?
Yeah.
We've never talked about robots on the podcast.
Robots don't like water, though.
This is a water robot.
I'm sure there are water robots.
Designs.
I would assume
are
that there's...
Are submarines water robots?
I guess.
Yeah.
If they're autonomous, right?
This one can convert into legs. And
the Nautilus.
In 1974, though, probably not a whole lot of robots running around.
You know, also, when you are teenagers and you're headed out away from the parents in these areas, like, you know, I feel like that's a good place to maybe do some drugs.
Yeah.
And maybe they were just tripping out on...
Or it was a crackhead who lived out there.
Yeah.
It just was literally tripping out.
Yeah.
Ready to claw someone's eyes out for a burger.
Yeah.
So the scaring of the two women, they were on the same night, just like
separate groups.
Yeah, separate groups.
Yeah.
Like two different groups of two women.
The first one, it didn't specify the number, it just said a group.
Okay.
And then the second one, it was three in specific, because that's the one with Tyra.
Yeah.
She's the one who's recounting the story.
Same night, though.
Yes.
Just like a few.
Just later.
Just later.
Evening.
Yeah. This guy is just some crazy person.
I agree.
He's
a crackhead.
Yeah. They all saw the same crackhead running around.
I mean, it is a nature preserve, so who knows what's in those forests.
Yeah, they could be just some guy living in a treehouse.
Who's really gotten, like, dissociated from society and, like, gone a little nuts.
85 acres. That's a lot of acres.
Yeah, and I mean, if you get really good at disappearing from people, I don't know. That's extra weird, though. If some dude is, like, running over to a car and, like, give me your burgers, no matter what drug they're on. I don't know.
Yeah.
And clawing into the car.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, that must be some powerful bath salts or something, you know, that would have to be next level.
True. The pioneer of bath salts.
I mean, the power of the mind.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
True.
It's
and
like,
adrenaline,
yeah,
for that matter.
Like when moms can throw cars aside, like nothing.
I have
child.
Yet to see that videotape.
Right? You hear
they
that.
Say,
but
they
it's
say
like,
it happens all the time.
I believe.
I want to see the scenario unfold.
Well, then you're going to have to become like a supervillain.
Exactly.
And set up a scenario where you force someone.
I mean,
you're Mr. Glass.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, there's so many video cameras around in parking lots.
What?
There's so many video cameras in parking lots and on the streets and stuff. You think you'd catch one woman lifting a car up. It's just one of those videos.
Right, with all the cell phones.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I guess it's just been a while since a car has fallen over on a child.
Yeah, right. Maybe it's just one badass woman that did it, and now every woman is like, yep, it's
we
it's
all
a
have
thing.
That power.
Yeah. If I were pinned under the car, my mom couldn't lift it. I'd be like, you don't love me enough, Mom?
Right, I guess not. Why didn't you get
that? Yeah,
that's
grades? That's the true test to see if your mom loves you. Pretend
Trap
you're sitting under a car.
Do it on April Fool's Day so you have a good escape plan. Because she will not be happy.
I mean, psychology today says yes, you can really lift a car off a trap.
I'm sure it can happen. I've said
it's
never happened. Yeah. I've never seen it happen.
I mean, you might, like, give yourself a hernia or something. Like, you may have, like, some side effects from, like, the incredible burst of adrenaline.
Right, like, you don't feel it at that moment, but later on, like, a couple hours later when your adrenaline wears off, you're like, oh, shit, I just lifted a car.
Give me one shot, one shot of adrenaline. That's
what do you guys think?
Yeah, answer us now.
We're standing by, waiting for your call.
We've ran out of ideas.
Let us know, is there a cryptid that we don't know about? Because I'd love to know about it. Perhaps a mossy, sloth-like creature that loves hamburgers.
Oh, wait, Ariana, do you want to plug anything?
Promote anything?
Yeah, promote anything. You want to share any news, any tidbits?
Crystal's
Funshui
business.
Well, I guess some belly dancing performances, like, sure. In the summer. I think we're doing the LA County Fair again this year.
Nice. That was a good time.
And maybe the Orange County Fair. I think we're doing, like, a salsa festival in Oxnard.
Oh.
So, yeah, those will all be fun. And
they put on a good show. I recommend checking it out.
We're fab.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. That's what we have to do sometimes.
Yeah.
Isn't that called ululating?
I think it's called Zagarit.
Okay.
I think.
Maybe that's what
I'll have to clarify with my teacher. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, I guess if you would like to let us know if you have any information on cryptids that we don't know or comments or anything, you can contact us on the Instagrams.
On the internets.
Yeah. You use the computer things and you type in the things.
That computer you got in your pocket there.
I have no idea. I'm quite terrible with computer things.
You just gotta click the buttons.
Exactly.
You use
the click a button method until something happens.
Click, click, click.
Boom, boom.
Figure it out.
We'll see you there on the internet. For High Mystery, I'm Tristan.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Colin.